Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Gary Williams available?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
All right, Mr. Gary, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
Good, good, good. Reason I was calling, I was looking through your file. I see I have you at 1730 St. Paul Street. Is that still correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I have to get what's called your client service agreement updated. Just a document on my computer that has your caregivers or will have your caregivers schedule and duties in there. It goes in your file. If and when Keystone First, your Medicaid insurer audits us. I'm pretty much in and out unless you have any questions and ask about whether it's home care or anything that your service coordinator from the insurer hasn't explained to you. Feel free to run it by me. Other than that, I'm pretty much just in and out. I'll be in your area.
The person that's doing this, the person that's doing it was wondering when he's going to get paid.
Let me see. Let me look through the notes and see when your authorization started. Oh, your authorization didn't start until yesterday. So that means yesterday is Sunday. So they would, the caregiver would get whatever hours he or she worked yesterday, they would get that on Friday because payroll closes today. So,
he just started it, right?
Payroll closed today, so he would get it. He would get whatever hours he completed yesterday. That would be what he or she would get paid for, and then he or she would have a full
Friday, right?
The next Friday, correct?
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. I just want to know everything is all right. He's getting the 65 hours, right?
Let me see. Looks like who's this? Let me see how many hours does it say you have? 66. Keystone authorized 66 hours a week for you.
All right. So he's working on the weekends?
Whatever the schedule is going to be, whatever the schedule you want. And whatever's convenient for you, that'll be the schedule put in. Let me see. Look like there's an issue. They sent a ticket last Friday to HHA, the clock-in system, because he was having issues with the app. So they're trying to get that fixed so he can have all his clock-in information. So they're trying to fix that, but they'll take care of it. Yeah, they'll take care of it. In between 12 and 2, are you available for me to come by and get that document signed tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, but tomorrow between 12 and 2, I'll be in your area. It's a few people in your zip code. I have to update their client service agreements. Would you be available around that time?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What I'll do is I'll give you a call at least 10 to 15 minutes prior to me coming by. We'll get it signed, knock it out. And if you have any questions when I see you, feel free to run them by me.
All right, quick one other thing. They told me to ask you, when are you going to get a sign-on bonus thing?
Sign-on bonus come after 60 days. That's 60 days long as his time sheet, he's, you know, everything is, he's performing correctly. Then that's when it's usually 60 or 90. So it's whatever he agreed to, 60 or 90, normally 60. And that's, let me see, that's when he would get a sign-on bonus. So that comes after.
So if I wanted to get somebody else to come on the team, they got to go through the same procedures?
To be hired, to be a caregiver, yeah. To be employed, you still got, they got to fill out an application, do all that.
Yeah, because that's a lot of hours for them.
Right. So, I mean, you have the, if you want to, bring somebody else on, that's fine.
I'll let y'all know.
Okay. All right, not a problem.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. So you said what time?
In between 12 and 2.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, bye.